actually give a whole talk about treating our work like an athletic event. And when you see it that way, it doesn't mean you don't have fun. And I mean, having a shift drink and hanging with the people you just did battle with should never be taken away. But I mean, what's wrong with, like, calling that out a little bit? It almost feels like our industry is growing up a little bit. And I know it's easy to hold on to, like, it's easy to hold on to what was and to really glorify it. And I liked the school of hard knocks. I liked how hard life was. I felt like I was doing something not a lot of people could handle. But it doesn't mean it needs to be the norm. And I think to have that stuff challenged, I don't think is that awful.
This collection of the greatest athletes in battle, traveling from one end of the United States to the other, is what big time is all about.
Shut the fuck up for 30 seconds, you might learn something.
Welcome to Mama Food Pod, number one live digital audio industry show for chefs by chefs. Hosted by multi-time Food Network winner and award-winning chef, Chef Plum, and culinary veteran, star of the Food Saver commercial, Chef Jeff. So wrap, date, and rotate because the boys are about to set your niece on flaws. Here are the Good Brothers.
Oh, shit. Happy Thursday. Oh, it's a little too exciting for a Thursday. But friends, we're happy to be here. It's October 7th, 2021. COVID is officially gone from Connecticut, from the New York area. Okay, not quite, but almost there. Jeffy is on the way. He'll be joining us shortly. He's at work. But, my friends, no, I'm not alone. I'm joined by the one, the only, Chef Dan, the Spice Man. What's up, brother?
Yo, what up? Very happy to be here today.
Dude, we got a great show tonight. I'll tell you what, the funnest part about this program is all the... I mean, we just run the gamut of guests on this program, and it's so exciting to have it. I mean, we've talked to everybody on this show, from Guy Fieri to freaking NASA. I mean, it's all over the board, and tonight is no different. I'm very, very excited. Dan, our guest tonight has knocked a man out barefoot.
Yes. Barefoot. Knocked dude cold.
Fucking gone.
The man didn't know what the fuck hit him.
Barefoot, too. He was like, fuck you, I ain't even wearing shoes. That was the best. Listen, we are talking to the Muffin Man, a.k.a. Brandon Murphy, coming off his first professional cage fighting win. So we're excited to talk to Brandon. He's also very interested in baking and talking food, and it should be a great conversation, man. I'm excited to have him on the program, Dan.
Yo, he's a good dude, like a genuinely good guy. I met him. He was working tables and at the Stress Factory in Bridgeport, and he just came off as this like genuinely guy who's passionate about what he did, and it was just weird how we connected. And I talked to him, and it was really good. Then I see him knock this dude the fuck out, and I'm like, oh shit, I'm gonna knock this guy out. So it was funny to see somebody who's like as humble and as cool as this dude have the ability to just, you know, straight up first fight just smack the hell out of this guy. So you got a lot in store for you today. This show is gonna be fun,
man. I'm excited to talk to the dude and just find out about training and all those things. And I mean, he told us a story about eating ice chips before we went live, so I'm going to get into that, too. But before we get into that, Dan, we've had an exciting week. You and I, personally, we have, haven't we?
Yes. Excited and detrimental to my intestines, but fun nonetheless.
If you saw on the Instagram, Dan and I were judging the Screamin' Mimi's, which is the awards for the New York Hot Sauce Expo. We're going to do a whole show on it, I think, on the 14th, but just a quick overview. Dan came for the first time this year, man. Good times, wasn't it? Hanging out with a lot of good people.
A lot of good people. A lot of interesting things about hot sauce that I didn't know. It's fun to think about some. I make hot sauce. I eat hot sauce. I think I know hot sauce. I go to a thing where people are genuinely extremely passionate about hot sauce.
Oh, yeah.
More than I even, like, experienced. And I was like, wow. And I learned so much, the ins and outs and the different styles and the different types and different flavors and thinking about different things people do. Some really good, some not so good. But, I mean, It was fun.
I tell you what, once you hit sauce number, we had to do the triple X melt your face category at the very, very end. It's like the super hot category. And you judge these sauces on like texture and flavor and use of heat and overall what you thought of it. Honestly, I got to tell you, Dan, once you get into like the, you know, the fifth or sixth one of that category, it's really hard to taste anything.
It's hard to breathe.
It's, yeah.
You're just putting down cottage cheese in half and half and hoping that you don't die.
Jesus. So, yo, it's like being maced. It's so fucking uncomfortable. I do it every year and I have no idea why.
I've been maced. I've been in gas chambers. And they were not as bad as that. By 18, I was like, okay, we're good. I did the count. We did damn near 100 different hot sauces.
Did we really?
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah, that was crazy. We're going to do a whole show on it. I got some great sound bites and some of the cool people who were there. And we're going to talk more about it. Jeffy joined us for the last category. Just kind of fun, though. You know, I thought was cool about it, Dan. It's just fun to be back out in New York City. You know, sitting outside of a restaurant in New York City, just kind of feeling a little bit more normal, you know?
Yeah, it did. It felt real normal. It was nice. It was actually, that aspect of it was just really nice. Just the human interaction, people out having a good time, people on the street. Like, it felt good.
You know, the funny part was it felt super normal when in the middle of doing everything, after the fire department left from the building next door, I look over because I can't find you and you're doing push-ups on the sidewalk. Yeah, it was normal.
Hey, man. You know, I felt that I had to do it. It was the time. I was getting hyped up for this triple X thing. I feel like I had to put all my work in. That's how I am. You know me. I'm ready to work out at any point in time.
We live the dumbest life, don't we? Like, I don't even know how this shit happens. It's the dumbest fucking life, and I love it.
Yo, it's a beautiful thing, man. It's a beautiful thing. It's enjoying the little things, and that's, I think, a lot of thought tonight. When you sit down and you really take the moment to enjoy the little things, you realize all those little things account to way more than whatever people perceive as these big, wonderful things. Like, those little things mean a lot.
Yeah, for sure. Man, absolutely. Well, we're going to make a whole show out of that for you guys on the 14th. It's really fun. We're excited to play it for you. We'll get more deep into it and stuff. And I think Dan and I might try to go to the actual festival, but Dan's going to get over there. So it should be really fun, man. We're looking forward to it. I want to talk a little bit about something kind of weird for a second, Dan. So you guys know there's a little show that I host on WNPR called Seasons. I mean, you've heard of that show, right, Dan?
Oh, yes. It's a wonderful show. I tune in every Thursday at 3. It's amazing.
Wow, thanks, buddy. Well, we're doing a show on cider, okay? And I'm going to, you know, when we do What Did We Learn This Week later on, I'll tell you some shit I learned. But I interviewed this guy today who wrote a book all about cider, and I learned a lot about it. It was pretty cool, but it made me want cider because I haven't had it in forever. I don't really drink cider, Dan. Do you? Like, that's just not my thing. I'm a beer guy. Or bourbon.
Yeah, I'm not big on the cider thing. It's too sweet for me, but, you know.
Yeah.
Each their own.
That's where my head goes, too. It's sweet. Bro, not anymore. I bought three different ciders today to taste. None of them are sweet at all. The one I'm drinking right now, which I want to talk to you about, is a Stowe cider from, I guess it's from Vermont or some shit. It's dark down here. I can't tell. But anyway, they hop it, dude. They put hops in it. It's Citra hops and Galaxy hops in this fucking cider. It's delicious. It's like a beer, but like with a hint of apple. It's crazy, man. It's really like refreshing and crisp. It's not heavy. I think of cider, like I remember running this restaurant in Virginia. We were one of the first restaurants ever in the 90s. We had woodchuck cider on tap, and it was a big deal. People loved that shit, and they were all into it, but the problem with woodchuck cider and me is that it was super sweet, and it felt heavy. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just if it's sweet, it feels heavy. You follow me there?
Yep, I agree 100%.
Yeah, dude, this isn't heavy at all. This is light and refreshing and crisp, and those little hops add some pretty cool, like you're having an IPA note to it. It's really cool. I dig it. I highly recommend it. Listen, the cider game is changing. You got to get out there and try it. I was impressed.
It sounds good. It sounds good. That's what our thing is all about. Food, beverages, like it's kind of, it evolves. And that's the evolution of something that somebody decided to use is just a hard cider and then kind of, you know, add hops, people adding their own fun to it. I love that. That's great.
Naturally gluten-free too, which is kind of cool.
Oh yeah, gluten-free. That's the best part.
Yeah, it's pretty dope. Well, check it out, friends. Get out there and try some cider. I'm telling you, it's pretty delicious. It's not crazy high in calories either. Not a lot of sugar. It's good. And Stowe makes a great one. You got to try this one. It's got hops in it. It's called Safety Meeting. Dry hopped hard cider. Well, it is 6.5% alcohol, though, so keep that in mind when you drink. That's not crazy, actually, Dan, is it? That's not bad.
That's nothing.
Yeah.
That is nothing.
Well,
I want a 19% fucking stout, I'll be fine with that.
Like, just put the syringe right into my forearm with the alcohol.
Okay, terrific.
All right, thank you. Appreciate that. Hey, when we get back, we're going to take a little breather. When we get back, we're going to be joined by Brandon the Muffin Man Murphy. We're going to talk all about fighting and training. How do we get into that world? And we're also going to finally announce that Dan and I have been training to be the first UFC tag team champions. There's not a tag team division yet, but they're working on it for us, Dan.
Yeah, I mean, when they get ready, that's all I'm saying. Once this shit gets started, it's going to be on and popping. We're going to come out there. We're going to be doing it big.
Yeah, I think so. The problem is, I hate being punched in the face. Can we make a rule in the tag division that you don't get punched in the face?
How about I take all the punches to the face?
All right, that's cool with me. I mean, that's your decision if you want to go that route. But we'll talk about it with the actual professional fighter when we get right back. You're checking out Plum Love Foods Live. It's your boy Chef Plum, Chef Dan, hanging out with you here on a Thursday. Jeff, you'll be with us in a minute. Stay right there. When we come back, we're going to be joined by the one, the only, the Muffin Man. Stay right there. You're checking out Plum Love Foods Live. Oh yeah, Dave, Ergo Chef Knives, the knives used by so many culinary professionals, including all of us here on the program.
From the entry-level Prodigy series to the super sharp Shinzui made from Japanese V10 steel, Ergo Chef has something for everyone.
Hey, listen, every single day I use my Pro Series Santuco and I love it, man. You've seen my knife bag, haven't you? I mean, I've got like three of them in there. It's a great quality knife made by great quality people. And if my word's not enough, just ask guys like Myron Mixon, Guy Fieri, Michael Simon, and tons more.
Tell them you heard about them on Plum Love Foods by using promo code PLUM for a great discount on everything in your order. Knives so sharp, even the great city of Detroit approves.
Get some new gear at ErgoChef.com. Promo code PLUM, that's ErgoChef.com.
Jeffy and Friends is taped in front of a live studio audience.
Man, this virus is everywhere.
Seriously, I'm pretty sure I saw a homeless guy selling vaccines on the subway.
I don't think that's real, but we are out of weed.
Damn it.
Hey, Dave.
Damn it, the key to my apartment isn't working anymore.
What? What do you mean?
The key to my apartment. I sold it to this tourist on the street. I told him it was the key to the vaccine.
Jesus, really, Dave?
Wow, that works? How much did you get?
Not nearly enough. Dave asked if he could sleep over my place.
Damn.
Does anyone knock anymore?
Do you have any idea who you sold it to?
Shit. Nah.
Well, maybe we could make him a new key. Can't be that expensive.
Nope. He sold his lock last week as an AIDS cure to a guy from Maine.
Plum Love Foods Live, every Thursday at 10 p.m. on Spreaker Radio.
Plum Love Foods Live right here on a Thursday. It's your boy Chef Plum, Chef Dan, sitting in the big chair with me tonight as Jeffy is coming home from work. He's running a little bit late. Dan, I got to ask you a question, man. Just a quick one.
All right.
Do you think that if this professional fighting game. I love it. I love watching it. I think it's amazing. I think what it's done for the entire fight game is incredible. Had that been as big as it is now when you and I were younger, we're both in our 40s, we don't hide that shit. Would you have ever toyed with the idea of doing it?
Oh, fuck yeah. I wanted to fight my whole entire life. I was fighting people all the time. The problem was we didn't have organized fighting situations like that. I wish I'd have gotten into some kind of fighting style, but boxing, I wanted to do wrestling. But I was always fighting. I do the shit now, but I'm broken. So I got carpal tunnel, two bad knees, tendonitis. So I'm gonna get fucked up. But I'm always down. I would have did them heartbeat. I used to love watching that shit.
Yeah, it's fucking so dope. And to see what's happened and how it's elevated everything, and you even see in boxing kind of making a little bit of a comeback. And I credit that to to mixed martial arts. I think it's people are just becoming more interested in fighting in general, fighting sports.
Yeah, I think it's more. It fell off for a little while, but yeah, the UFC way they do things is kind of set all these other little mixed martial arts, and then it's also turned into boxing and other things like judo tournaments and karate tournaments seem to be popping up in little places and
judo
and
players. Remember, they're judo players is what they call it.
Oh, is it what they call it? See.
Yeah, they're judo players. Well, the good news is that you and I don't have to be experts. This man joining us on the program right now has taken the internet by storm, the fight world by storm. Not only did he step into the cage for his first professional fight just a couple of weeks ago and knocked a motherfucker out with his toes, wasn't playing any games, came in there, kicked the dude in the head, first round, I think it was 54 seconds, put this dude down, and if I'm not mistaken, I think he was even kind of pinch-hitting for a fight. Friends, he's a super nice guy, he's into food, and he's into knocking people out with his feet. Friends, joining us on the program right now, Brandon, the Muffin Man Murphy. There it is right there. Give it up for him, everybody. Yeah.
What's going on, guys?
Yo, what's up, man? What's up? Dude, we're so excited to have you on here. You legit knocked the dude out with your bare foot. That was incredible.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's just how it comes. You know what I'm saying? I did it in 56 seconds, by the way.
Oh, I said 50. I gave you 54.
You blessed me. I appreciate it. But I'll say it like this, man. I was prepared for it. I was hungry for it, and I got what I wanted, you know?
Well, let's just talk about that for a second, because I don't think enough can be said for someone who's hungry for it, you know? I think that's a really important, and that can be with anything that you do for a living, whether you're cooking food, whether you're working in a restaurant, you're bartender, you know, or whether you're a professional fighter. If you're hungry for it, it kind of gives you that leg up, doesn't it?
I feel like you have to have some type of, an emotional drive or, something that makes you want to do it. I'm very passionate about the sport, so I want to be successful in it, and I think that's what drives the motivational hunger. I want to keep fueling myself to do what I do best, and I think it goes without saying for anything you do in life. If you have a passion for something or something that drives you to go forward to doing it, you know what I'm saying? That's the hunger that you want to consume more of that, the knowledge, the education, the skills. Just to be good at what you do,
man.
I guess that's to make it easy.
No, but I think you're absolutely right on that big perfect point with that. You know, my question for you is: if you were wearing boots, I'm pretty sure you would have kicked his head clean off his shoulders. I think
maybe if I was wearing steel toes.
Maybe
if I was wearing steel toes.
I mean, I didn't really. Obviously the neck is a joint, but when you hit him in the head, the way his head twisted. You just don't see heads move like that. It was weird. It's amazing. What I think is the coolest thing about it, and we'll get into the minutiae of the fighting, of course, but this is just me fangirling a little bit. It's incredible to me, as a professional fighter that you are, that you can hit somebody in their head and make their legs stop working. That's just fucking incredible.
I think it's kind of scary, I'm not going to lie, but... this is a contact sport. Combat sports is it's everything, man. And for to hit somebody like that, I mean, like, it comes with the territory. You have to be aware of that. And, like, he tried to defend it. He did very, like, he put his hand up. But, like, that's not enough to, like, defend a shin to the face.
Yeah.
To, like, do everything in your power. You know what I'm saying? Try to, like, block a baseball bat to the face. Try that.
No.
If that makes sense.
No. None of that sounds good. Now, are you friends with him now after the fact? Like, you get in the ring with somebody, I mean, you look eye to eye, and obviously you're going to...
I followed him on Instagram or something like that, but I don't know if we're friends.
All right, good.
I give him all respect, you know what I'm saying? If I ever saw him outside of the everyday, I'd give him, like, a high five or a hug.
You'd go dap it up with him. You
know? Oh, of course. Of course.
All right.
Like, all right. There's no animosity after the fact, unless, like, you were really saying some wild, like,
right.
real wild shit. Like, you got to talk crazy. Like, to really just be like, I'm going to smack you in public. But, like, it's not like that. It's never like that.
Well, I think it's crazy, man, because I just, you know, I've seen people who have fights and then they're friends with the people they just were staring eye to eye with, you know, across the ring. And, you know, I've stood eye to eye with a boxer before, a professional boxer. And I had him give me that. I mean, listen, I wasn't trying to fight him. We were doing like a food thing, just shoot for this fucking show we did. And I said, could you just stand across from me like you would in like the fight, like before the fight starts, and just give me that boxer look? And he did. And I'm not a little guy, but when he did that, it occurred to me that I'm standing in front of a human being who could punch a hole in my chest if he wanted to. It's fucking scary, man. I don't understand how they can be friends after that, I guess is my point, you know. So, good. I'm glad to hear, like, you guys aren't out hanging out, like, going to get some drinks and shit after the fight, but you still respect him. I get that.
Oh, that's just the camaraderie of the sport, I believe, you know? Like, we're all competitive at the end of the day. So, like, you want your side to win, so you want to win the fight. It goes to show, like, at the end of the day, there's no love lost, you know?
Yeah.
It's always cool, man. It's always cool.
Yeah, no, I get that. I get that for the most part. I do. So, Brandon, should I call you Muffin Man? Should I call you Brandon? What do you want me to call you?
Whatever you want, man. I'm chill with it. I'm cool with it.
How long have you been training? Like, is this a new thing for you? You've been doing it your whole life.
Well, I can say I've been like doing sports my whole life, but in terms of like combat sports, I've been wrestling for a while, and like started in like a little bit of middle school and then went into high school, and like just a little bit of grappling here and there, and then kind of stopped.
Right.
And then once I got into the sport, picked that back up. But I would say, I don't know. I think I've been preparing for this my entire life in some ways, like using a lot of sports and as training methods to build my body to become something of the machine I need to be, bro. You know what I'm saying? But like just building the pieces up. And like when I finally got into the sport, I think I was pretty athletic and ready to go, primed and ready to be that type of fighter or something like that. But I don't know. I'm chilling, bro.
I'm chilling, bro. So do you train is it certain disciplines anymore, or is it just like MMA fighting has become its own discipline? You know, I remember as a kid, I did Taekwondo forever when I was a kid because my mom wanted me to do something. And then as I got a little older, I did Krav Maga for a while, which was fucking incredible. I loved it, but it's not like a, you know, it's not very pretty or useful. It's kind of to stay alive. Is there disciplines that you study, or is it just MMA fighting?
Well, one, to answer part of that question, I think MMA fighting is becoming its own entity of, like, its own style and its own right. But for me, I started out doing, for striking, Muay Thai.
Okay.
And, like, that was something brand new to me. And
that's why you get that's where you got, like, them shins of iron.
Yeah, man.
Kick the tree.
Bro, the work I put in for that's... shout out to Coach Muhammad. It took a long time from that. But yeah, you got Muay Thai, you know, you study your wrestling, you have your wrestling class, your jiu-jitsu classes, and these are all different styles and format things. You know, you do your boxing and like just your regular kickboxing. You're working different styles,
right,
but trying to blend it all together. Put that shit in the blender and mix it up.
Damn,
mix martial arts.
That's great. Dan, you're going to have to chime in here, man, because I'm not going to, like, I'm full speed ahead. I'm not going to give you any room.
No, I'm listening. I'm just loving the conversation. It's interesting to me. I think a lot of what you're saying, it just holds true. It's kind of funny because, you think of everything he's saying and you kind of put that in a kitchen aspect and you think, like, you know, you battle it out. And I think that's where the camaraderie rises, because you think about somebody you're fighting against, but in actuality, you're kind of in it together. You're both in that ring together, you know, for the same goal. And at the end of the day, it's that mutual respect that brings us all together. And I think that's what it is. And I think that's the beauty of MMA and all martial arts, is that it's that, you know, it's that respect and love for everybody. And I think that's where kind of like I think about how being in the kitchen and fighting, and you have to have a fighter's mindset, I think, to be in the kitchen. And you have that whole wrestling background that's all inclusive.
Danielson.
It's very
Danielson.
Cool.
Yep. I couldn't agree more. I get
wax on, wax off.
It's getting there and doing it. Why don't you throw his plugs out there, man, before we move on to the next topic?
Absolutely. So Brandon, you can catch Brandon Murphy on IG at Brand_Muffin52, the Muffin Man. He's on Facebook at Brandon Murphy, and you check him out on UFC Primetime. See him kick the shit out of this dude. YouTube, check out the thing. Look it up.
I was changing my inputs there because I was getting that weird feedback. I apologize for that, Brandon. So,
oh, my bad.
No, it's not you. It's me. It's this stupid board had a bad input. Anyway, so you go into this. I mean, obviously, this was your first professional fight, but you've had some amateur fights as well, right?
Yes, sir. I've actually had 5 MMA amateur fights, and I can only say all the fights that I've had, the fights that I won were finishes, and all the fights I lost were, like, you know, it just, I got subbed, I got took.
But it happens,
but, you know,
right?
I came back better.
Yeah.
These are all learning experiences,
right,
man. They're all growing experiences.
I mean,
and, like, it made me better, and it prepared me for what I wanted to become, and, like, I had to face those things. So, like, the adversity made everything good, man. The amateur career was like the prelude to everything, you know?
Right.
It's just, if I want to make an analogy for food, it's like you're setting up your ingredients, so like your marination, and like you're getting ready to prep, you know what I'm saying? Before the big show.
That's your mise en place.
And like, yes, indeed.
That's
yes,
your mise
indeed.
En place. I got you. Well, so when you do these amateur fights, and you're getting, you know, geared up to go do one, or your first one. I mean, were you just a nervous mess? Was, like, the family there? Did you not tell the family you were doing this? Tell me the story of the first amateur fight.
Oh, wow. All right. The first amateur fight, I think I was training for, like, 9 months. Finally got into it. I'm, like, I'm hyped. I'm ready to go. I thought
right.
I cut the weight. I was, like, 170 pounds. I'm looking lean and chiseled. But, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm going in there with the mentality like, oh, I'm about to tear shit up. I'm about to fuck the whole event up.
Hell yeah.
And I come in there with confidence. We're at the hotel, make the weigh-ins. Boom. My coach is like,
where were you? What state were you in?
We were in Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
Plymouth, Massachusetts at Cage Titans.
Gotcha.
This is like a great, like, New England promotion. Shout out to them. Mike Colbert for putting me on, you know? And just thank Golden Falcon and at the time, the gym I was at. And to continue on, freaking get to the hotels, long-ass ride, hungry as hell. All you want to do is just eat and stuff like that. Get that in my system, rehydrate, I'm healthy again. Get to the fight. Like, the build-up for the fight is a little different, you know what I'm saying? When it's your first time doing something that you're not really used to. And that was... That's the moment I had the realization. I'm like, oh, I'm in this bitch. I'm really in this.
Right.
I can't go back. And no fear in my heart, but, like, you know, you get anxiety. You're like, all right, the nerves are building. This is the first time I'm ever having real tight attention. Like, I've competed before in wrestling, and like it feels like that for your first time. You're not ready to expect what's coming. You know.
Was your family there? Did they know you were doing this?
My mom knew, and that was really pretty much it. I think I had a few posters out, but it was, and I don't know, it wasn't that serious for a lot of people. So went out there, you know, started going, make the walk out first off. That was a crazy moment.
Do you have intro music? Like, what was your intro music it came out to?
Cold as Ice.
Oh, nice.
And by... by MOP.
I was feeling,
yeah, I was feeling some tough shit, man. And I thought I was the hardest dude on the block, man. So like, I'm walking out.
But you got
it. It was a solid. I got the stone face on. I'm like, yo, I'm chiseled to the teeth, man. And like, homeboy comes out, he's looking solid. I'm like, shit, let's get it popping. And I'm nervous to the breaks. I don't know how to feel. So go out there, boom. I throw my kick. We're looking good. We're looking good for a little bit. I get taken down and I get submitted.
Oh,
I can tell you right there, like, it's bittersweet. You know what I'm saying? Like, you hype yourself up to like be ready to be like have an epic moment, and like I literally just got. I was like, oh, it's like that. Okay. I cried. But like, I just said, yo, I'm gonna come back. I'm gonna be better.
Yeah, it's got to make you just...
I just kind of decided to be me.
Yeah, it's got to make you want to just be better, I would imagine. Because you come in there, you're so hyped up, there's so much energy. You know, you walk into the ring, like you said, you're looking good. And then, what did he hit you with? Did he get you like a triangle or something?
No, he actually took my back and got a rear naked.
Rear naked on you.
And like, even then, I was just like, wow, I have all this grappling experience. And like, I didn't really put it to use.
Right.
And like, I was just so anxious on doing like certain things, and like I felt like I was just being outside of myself, you know.
You know,
and that was my realization right there.
I mentioned to you off air. I have a friend, Jessie Mille, the Widowmaker. She's a female MMA fighter, and she tells me all the time that, you know, she's got a great record. She's ranked nationally now, but she's had some losses, and she says, you know, the losses are the best thing for you. You learn so much about. You know, it's not even about the fight. You learn about yourself so much more in those losses. And I got a feeling it's kind of the same place you were at.
Oh, man. It was I was in an emotional deficit. Like,
yeah.
All the work I was putting in, I was trying to figure out what I was trying to do, what I did wrong, why did I do this, why did I not do this. And then I just got back into the gym. And I just had that realization, like, you just weren't being yourself. And I felt like I was being disingenuous to who I was and, like, trying to play up a persona. But, nah, at the end of the day, like, I just realized it had to be me.
Yeah.
And, like, the next fight came through, I mean, smiling, teeth showing, dancing, all of that. And, like, you got the works, you know what I'm saying?
That's awesome.
And, like, that fight was a first-round finish. So, like, you kind of build off of your struggle. You build off the lessons, you know what I'm saying?
Now those amateur fights, do you make any? You don't make any real money from those, right?
I don't even know if I can discuss.
Oh, well, I get it.
I can discuss that.
I get it. I get it. It's all good. But, well, Muffin Man, I got to introduce you. Our good brother Chef Jeff just got off of work. Our other co-host,
hey.
He's running a little bit late, but he's been checking the show out. Jeffy, say hello to our good friend Brandon, the Muffin Man Murphy.
What's up, my brother?
Hello.
It's great to meet
Jeff?
You.
What's up, Chef Jeff? Hold up. What's up, Chef Jeff? How you doing, brother? You doing?
I'm living good, bro. I'm living real good.
I like that.
Not as good as you, man. Not as good as you, man. Putting your toe through someone's head.
See?
I seen
you. Bro, my feet still hurt. My feet still hurt today, bro. I'm walking with a limp.
You literally launched him. I was like, oh, shit, he stabbed him to death with his toe. It was
listen,
real.
Man, my toenails was cut. They were good.
Nice, clean.
I didn't stab nobody.
That might be. Are there any grimy fighters out there like that? Like some asshole who don't cut his toenails when he kicks you, he's cutting you up.
I don't know anybody's hygiene like that, but I know we all got to cut our toenails and nails. We can't be scratching people in the fights, man.
Yeah, that's nasty.
Like that.
That's nasty as hell. Yeah, I can't imagine when you're grappling. You must be. I mean, oh man, I remember wrestling in high school, and some dudes that was like their tactic. You know, they just smelled
that's
like
fucking
shit.
Gross.
Yo, it was nasty. Yo, man, you'd get down and some guy, you'd be like, oh, you smell like you just rolled in horse shit or something, you fucking animal.
That's
like,
terrible.
It was like terrible.
That's terrible.
Yeah, I wrestled with farm boys, so that's what happens.
Yeah, oh,
dude, isolate Jeffy saying that. Can we isolate that?
Country strong. There's a thing called, I used to say that a lot during wrestling tournaments, like when we had to go out there, like deeper into Connecticut. Like, they're country strong out there. There's some tough boys out there, man. They just, it's crazy.
That's a real thing, man.
You catch hay bales from 12 and up. You know what I mean? Like, and you learn to work hard. That's like
kind of strong, man.
That's exactly the barrel right, chested motherfuckers.
Teach that now.
You know. Shit.
I don't know if they can, man. There's too much internet activity. You know, well, people are not the same no more.
Well, Brandon, I gotta ask you, man, because I know you have a deep interest in food and baking, right?
I do like to bake goods. I do love to bake goods.
Where does that come from? Is it like a therapeutic thing for you?
It's honestly, being in the kitchen is chill, man. You know, when you want to cook something for yourself or like you want to have a special moment, like you can have that intimate time to just be in your own space, you know? And like you make a dish that just tastes good, you know, that's appealing to your taste buds. That's like it's built for you. And like it's nice crafting time. You focus on what type of ingredients you want. Like I like muffins a lot, bro. Like I love muffins. My mom used to call me Bran Muffin. Like that's something as a kid, and like that resonates with me. So like give me some blueberry muffins. I'm having a good day. You know what I'm saying? And like if I get to make it myself, it's a great time. You know, I won't complain. I'm quiet.
I mean,
you know Frank Zappa's song Muffin Man. Frank Zappa's song.
I don't think I've heard it.
Oh my god! You should Google. You gotta listen to it. The Muffin Man, man. You should walk out to it. That should be your new shit.
I was thinking about the Shrek. You ever see the gingerbread man talking to Lord Farquaad? He's like, "Do you know the Muffin Man?" And it's like, "Yo," and it's like, "The Muffin Man." And it's like, "That's the shit right there." I just want to walk out like that. And like off some epic shit, like and he's screaming, like that's me, bro, that's me.
You can't come out to that.
If anything,
you can't come like, out. I think you need to be coming out to like.
I think it's worth the shock value,
dude. You got to come out to like Triumph by Wu-Tang with Capadonna.
Okay, that's sick. I see you. I thought about that song though.
That's my shit. That's my favorite Wu-Tang song, by the way.
That's a hard song, man. But yo, how hard would it be to knock a motherfucker out? And your walkout song was what, like the little gingerbread guy saying the Muffin Man.
That I think that would be fucking hilarious. I think that would be an epic highlight tape.
Yo, the Muffin Man's knocking dudes out. Like, have you heard of the Muffin Man?
Hey, but you know what's funny
like,
about
this? This is what I would love, bro. This is what I'd love to see.
Look. Let me tell you something right now.
What's up?
The coolest thing ever, and maybe I'm wrong, but I think I read this or saw this. After that fight you had, didn't Ronda Rousey say something to you or mention your name or mention the Muffin Man or something?
I don't know if she did. I wish she did.
I think she did, bro, on Twitter. I think like UFC tweeted it and like she responded to it.
I haven't seen anything on Twitter. I haven't really gotten a chance to like look at that. I think I need to hit that up real quick and see what's going on.
Do you? If Ronda Rousey was tweeting me, bro. Like that's all I'm saying. Come on.
Tell her to hit my line if I got to work. What's up? I'm here. I'm training. What am I doing?
Shit!
If not, I'm in the kitchen. I'm cooking.
Making some blueberry muffins.
Now, on call, bro. On call.
But you've actually
on demand.
You've worked in the hospitality industry, right? Did I hear you're working at Stress Factory?
Yeah, I worked at the Stress Factory.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm not working there now, but I was working there. Loved the place. Shout out to them. Great crew, great staff. Shout out to the food though. Nah, I do love the food though. The food's great. Great comedy. And just good laughs, man.
Yeah, I was a big fan of that place, man. I was a big fan of that place when it had Harlan House attached to it. And Harlan House, the food was awesome. Chef Lewandowski was a really good dude. I hosted a show called Restaurant Road Trip, and we went there. And it's in that old bank down there in Bridgeport. It's a really cool spot. I'm not sure how the food is now. I know that it changed over, and what's his name? Brandt. I can't think of his name now.
Vinny Brandt?
Oh, yeah, Jesus. Vinny Brandt. I can't. I've never heard someone try so hard to be a comedian.
You fucking hate Italians, you piece of shit. Why do you hate Italians?
Because he's fucking Jeffy. He is awful. He is the worst. Like he gets on Instagram. He's like, "Let me do some comedy," and he's not a comedian. And I was a big Opie and Anthony fan. He'd be on all the time. It was terrible. They all would make fun of him.
That's hilarious. They made fun of him?
Yes. Everybody made fun of him. Yeah, I don't know. Look, can we talk to the Muffin Man? I'm sorry, Muffin Man. We're having a family argument in front of the company.
You are all right. You are all good, man. You are all good.
Well, look, this is the question for you, man. So when you go and you hang out with your friends, okay? Because first of all, like, you and I, we can never hang out, right? We can't hang out. Because the problem is like, you look like a fucking superhero, right? Like, you get your abs have abs, and you, like, you're fucking, you got, like, traps, and you got all this shit. You got muscles, like, in your elbow. People ain't supposed to have muscles in the elbow, but you do. And I can't hang out with people like that because all I've got is dick jokes and food. So, but being serious, though, I mean, when you're hanging out with your friends, with your boys back home, I mean, are they cool with you? Or are they all still a little leery of you? Or are they always like, yo, we got to make sure Brandon comes over because this dude down the street's coming up or something like that? I mean, they were trying to use the MMA background you got, but to their advantage, like, you know, got to make sure he's with us.
Honestly? Hell no, bro. I think some my most intimate friends that I have in my close circle, I think they can hold their own, bro. They good. They don't really need me. I'm just here for jokes and just like bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I'm the goofiest and most energetic out the group, but like we're all chilling, bro.
Yeah, on the street. Like, on the street they probably they're okay. On the street they're probably okay. On the street I'm okay. I worked security in a hip hop club for a very long time in my life. I'm good. There is zero chance I would last with a pro MMA fighter. Zero. And they know that too. Your
I
boys
just
know
smile,
that.
Man. I mind my business. If people want action, like don't bring it to me because I don't start things. I just finish that.
You'll put that shin on their temple. You put that shin on their temple.
Well, don't mess with people you don't know, bro. Like that's crazy shit.
Yo,
like, you know what I'm saying? Keep the peace, bro. But, like at the end of the day, just like if we're all chill and copacetic, no one has a problem. We're all good.
Exactly.
Go your way, boss. I go mine.
Dude, I'm gonna keep track so much. I cannot. I cannot wait.
Nothing won't be nothing.
I can't wait till you fight again, man. I can't wait. I'm so coming to this fight. Next time you fight again, I know we're work that's still happening. We're still figuring the scheduling out, but the second we know. You got to let us know. We'll announce it here on the show. I want to come see. I love what you do. I got so much respect for what you do. I got so much respect for how much energy you put into it. And then you sit here, you're the coolest cat to talk to on the show, man. So much respect for that. Seriously. When it comes to working in the kitchen now, is this something you're hoping to still do long term? Like maybe we'll fight for 10 years and then maybe we'll go, you know, start a kitchen somewhere? Or is it just a hobby for you?
Hold on. First off, thank you so much, man. I really do appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And trust me, I will let you know. Now, secondly, the food life, I'm thinking about it like deeper down the line in my life, especially like I love to cook, but like I want to find a niche that's really neat. You know what I'm saying? I just don't want to just jump into something and be like, this is going to be my thing. Like I really want to do something that I'm dedicated on, and like it really kind of fits my space of like who the hell I am, you know?
Right.
And like at the end of the day, if that works, it works. But until then, let's fight until I'm good, you know what I'm saying? Until my body's kind of had it. And let's try to do it smart. Let's try to be as good as I can. If I can get out clean, that's what I'm looking to do. If not, fuck it. I did it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm
here. Not everybody can say that.
And but all due respect, I think at the end of the day, I'll find my passion for wherever I want to take it, and I'm just going to do what I do best, and that's just me.
Well, man, whatever you do, you keep that attitude and stay humble because it's going to take you really far in life. I'm telling you that as an old man talking to you, like it's infectious. Like I want to keep talking to you, but I know I can't keep you here all night. Dan, you got any final ones for the Muffin Man?
I have a question I'm curious about after listening to all this. I'm curious of your role models growing up and like what influenced you to go the path that you have, and like even whether people you know or people you've just seen, whether it's other fighters or just people in general, who encouraged you to kind of like push through and created this like positive attitude that you have?
You know what's crazy? I think for myself, I really fashion the idea of being a good person off of like comic books and shit like that. Like I'm a real big nerd when it comes down to like Marvel and DC.
Oh,
and
shit.
Then just like watching a little bit of anime here and there. So like that's another like layer of myself that I kind of live off of. But like being like, I always like my favorite superhero of all time is the Incredible Hulk. Like I love the duality of like being the smart, intelligent guy and then like being a brute and being a beast at the same time and like encompassed in the same person. And like the Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde effect. But at the same time, it's just you start to understand like life. I do a lot of people watching, so that also kind of helps. So like I get these grandiose ideas of like what superheroes are and how to be like all righteous and shit. And then you look out in the world and see what the world's really like, you know? So, like, having those two parallels and just kind of going about my life, I don't want to feel bad about myself and my situation if I put myself in it. I live my life and I make my choices. I think that's a constant variable that we all have in this world. We have the power of choice to do things or not do certain things. So, in that, I enact upon what I want to do in my life. I'm just going to be happy. I choose to be happy. And, like, I can't just sit on my ass and be upset about something I can't change. So, like, the things I can change, I'm going to do it. I live my life. I figured that's the way to go about it. But my other role models, I say, like, just, you know, just some of the greats. Like, Marvin Hagler is my favorite boxer. His work ethic was impeccable. You know what I'm saying? I aspire to have something like that. I looked up to great speakers, like, I looked up to, like, this hard, man. I like Robert Greene. I like his books on, like just how to live your life, daily laws, the 48 laws of power and stuff like that, just to understand just my day-to-day. But, like, that really brings me to a piece of myself. So, like, to kind of answer your question, Dan, I'd say my role models are just really, like, just the words of what I've heard from inspiring people and, like, just kind of seeing the world from how it is, like, how you can live your life when you have a positive outlook on it, especially from the dark shit you've been through. And I know a lot of people go through a lot of things, but like you can always smile through it, and it helps. It helps. But it makes it easier if you keep doing it, bro.
What makes it even more awesome is when you have an undefeated professional record and you've taken your shin and almost knocked the grown man's head clean off his shoulders. It does make you feel good. It does make you feel good. Bro, I've watched a lot of MMA fights. I'm sure you have too, but I mean, you know, there's not a lot of knockouts that happen by kicks. I mean, 15-20% of the fights I've watched, I mean, that's fucking impressive.
Yo. It is kind of epic, I'm not going to lie. That's my second head kick knockout though.
Nice.
My last amateur fight was 19 seconds.
Oh, shit.
That was a head kick knockout.
Frank Dukes over here.
So, I'm not a one-trick pony, but, like, I throw some fucking kicks, yo.
Let me ask you something. If you ever get to the point where you have a chance to go to a kumite, we want to go with you. Just call us. We're going to be there to help out, whatever you need, all right?
USA.
I appreciate it. Joe, just cook up some good-ass food.
Yeah, we go cook some, Jeffy will wear like a cutoff shirt and get a Harley Davidson bandana, and then when he loses in a fight, you can get really pissed and like squeeze the bandana, and then Tong Po hits you and you'll go down, but you'll get the bandana back. Then we'll all visit Jeffy in the hospital. It's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be awesome.
I like this.
It's gonna be awesome.
I like this. I like this.
And you guys will have a
I
moment.
Do this.
Yeah, this is gonna be. This is fucking great. I cannot wait till we fucking go to a. God damn it! I can't wait till we go to a kumite. This is gonna be awesome.
But you know who I really want to be though. Like, ooh. If I had to be somebody, I want to be like Black Dynamite.
Oh.
I'm not even going to lie. Just like the coolest black dude you know, bro. Just chilling. And like,
yo.
Just handle problems my own way.
It's Black Dynamite.
Like, I'm slick as fuck. I'm smooth as shit.
This is the problem.
Dynamite.
You should be going by that name now instead of the Muffin Man. I mean, the Muffin Man's an awesome fucking name, but Black Dynamite, I don't know. Could you be the Muffin Man?
That goes with my name, and that's what I love, baby. That's what I love.
Yeah,
Brandon,
I got you.
The Muffin Man Murphy.
It's awesome. It's awesome.
Rolls off the tongue smooth.
It sounds great.
Right, your name, as soon as I heard it, I was like, oh, this dude. Especially when I seen after you knocked the dude out, I was like, I love this guy already. Just on GP. Just on GP. The fact that your name was the Muffin Man, I was like, I know this guy is going to be chill as fuck. And you have shown and proved, my brother. Thank you so much for being here, man. It's awesome to meet you. I really want to hang out. I feel like we should all get together and party sometime.
Yeah.
let's do that, man. It's been an honor and it's a pleasure, bro. I love this, man. Thank you guys so much.
Hey,
I
you know
can
what?
Only say thank you. I'm really grateful for it.
No, listen, we're going to do a show here soon with a buddy of mine who used to work at Marvel, like the movies. He worked with Marvel fucking Cinematic Universe. And we usually get him on once a year or so to talk about what's coming up with Marvel. You got to come hang out in the show with us. Just pick your own microphone and talk to the dude. You know, I don't give a shit. It's awesome.
Yo, let's do that. I'm down. Ask
questions, what? Man.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we get to run theories by him and shit. Last year, that's what we did last time he was on. It was dope.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Well, listen, Brandon, we appreciate you so damn fucking much. Thank you for taking the time with us. Dan, get those plugs out for him one more time.
Absolutely. Catch the quick kick of Brandon Murphy at IG at brand_muffin52 and Brandon Murphy Facebook. Brandon the Muffin Man, hitting motherfuckers up left and right, swift kicking people. This man is the truth. Check him out.
That's Woo! It, man. Yo, we appreciate you so much, man. We have such respect for what you do. We appreciate you in the food game. I'm gonna come get some muffins from you one of these days for sure. But no matter what they are, I'll tell you they're delicious. Don't worry. I don't want to get kicked in the head.
Thank you, guys.
There
Thank
he goes.
Yo,
we appreciate you, man.
Y'all.
Have a great rest of your night. There he goes, Thank you guys. The Muffin Man, Brandon Yay! Murphy. There he goes. Attaboy, brother. We appreciate you.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Good work.
There he goes, guys. The Muffin Man, Brandon Murphy. That dude's cool as fuck, man. I really, really was into that conversation. I'm telling you, I just appreciate guys like him who are so humble, Dan. What a good find, bro.
Yo, he is such a good dude, and you didn't even touch on it. He is a huge Marvel fan. So, like, we've been talking about it since What If and stuff, but yeah, that dude is all around just a great man.
Yo, that was a great conversation. And, I mean, I wanted to get into a little bit more, but we'll talk to him another time, just what he felt. When he kicked that dude in the head and the dude went down, like, his instinct was perfect. He jumped on him immediately. It was like fucking shark in the water, which that's what you're supposed to do. Until the ref says stop, you fucking keep swinging.
That dude's face looked stunned. I was like, damn.
Yo, Jeffy, I know you joined a little bit late, but you were checking it out on the way as you were on the way home. What'd you think?
Yeah, I was listening to it at work, actually, and then on the way home, I couldn't hear it because it cut out because of, you know, New York is just bullshit and you're trying to walk here. But then I got home, and then I jumped right on and was listening to it before I got back on the show.
He's great,
I was so excited to talk to him. Dan had hyped him up to me and to you, and I was just like, he just showed improved. It was like, he's like one of those kind of fighter guys, like after you see him fight, and then you meet him and you're like,
right.
He's like one of the chillest cats. You know what I mean? Like, he's not like fucking full of himself or whatever. He's like a super humble, like mad cool dude. You know what I mean? Like,
fucking
it was like,
great dude.
I loved it. It's all about hard work and, you know, doing what you love and
fucking,
I mean, his whole message, right? I mean, his whole message just connected with us. I feel like with me, I don't know about you guys, but I thought it was amazing.
You know, we can't actually hang out with him for real, right?
No, bro, you got to think of it differently, man. You got to think, he looks so ill that he's going to bring like a higher pedigree of chick around that we get to talk to and just bullshit. Like, we're like a little like things that hang on like the big great white.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we would just be like, I don't know. I don't, it just never works out when we have that
bro.
Guy.
Me and Dan work out, man.
Yeah, speak for yourself, bro. I'm trying to take my shirt off.
Dan, I want to point out that I didn't say you, Dan. I just want to point out that I didn't say you, Dan.
Oh, okay.
I think
both of you are very impressive Adonis like individuals.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But you know, it's personality we get by on Jeffy. But anyway, big shout out to Brandon, the Muffin Man Murphy. Can't wait to see what his next fight is. Wherever it is, we should go, boys.
Absolutely. I'm so down. That's my dude.
Yeah, we gotta go see him fight. I'm hoping he goes to Mohegan. That'd be fucking dope. Make a weekend out of it.
So much fucking dope shit happens at Mohegan. It really does. I was like, every time I look at like an event that I wanted to go to, it's at Mohegan.
Bro, Connecticut's popping these days, man. It's not a bad spot to be.
No, man. No, I'm looking forward to doing some more stuff there. The Food and Wine Festival is like one of the highlights of my year, and I'm so happy that it's back.
Well, we got that coming up, and we got that guest chef series coming up with the fucking other hotel in February. We'll talk about it then, but that's going to be good times too.
It'll be super good times, man. Super good times.
Well, boys, before we get out of here and jump on Pop 1, because, you know, light and dark, everything's changed now. We had a big update. We got to do a little what did you learn this week in food, Dan. Are you ready to get down?
Oh, I'm absolutely ready to get down.
Well, I haven't made the drop for it yet, but I will, but I'll sing it for you. Ready? Here, because you like this. Wait, let me find some better music. Wait, which one do we want to use? How about this one? Nope. How about this one? What did you learn in food this week? Tell us now or your knees will be weak. What did you learn in food? I mean, that's I'm working on it. Like, that's the starting point.
That's a working copy.
That was like some Oompa Loompa shit. I love it.
What did you learn in food this week? Hey, Dan, what'd you learn, man, besides that you burned your sphincter?
Well, I learned a little bit about ramen. I love ramen. I heard a little story about ramen. I didn't realize that ramen is deep-rooted in the underbelly of the Yakuza.
Gangsters.
Gangster shit. Like, the ramen, ramen has been known in Japan since about 1859. But back in World War II, back around 1945, Japan was kind of, they had just finished World War II. There was a lot of stuff going on. Food was really hard to come by. Rice was at an all-time low. And the United States came in with their wheat and was like, here's wheat. Try to, you know, utilize it as best you can. Well, because of the shortage and because of inability to get food, they made vendors illegal. But, you know, chefs, we're still going to do our thing. So they popped up in underground food halls, I guess, doing food. So the Yakuza was responsible for making sure that they were there, no one was bothering them, and they were selling the food they needed to sell. So it became really big that and ramen is particularly cheap. So it was easy for people who were poor and needed food to go to these halls and get the food. So it became the Yakuza's whole theory of creating this underground a lot more accessible for people to get food. So it made ramen what it is today. And if it wasn't for the Yakuza kind of holding down the ramen fort, it wouldn't have came through on the other end. And then after, once everything came out about 7 years later, it became a lot easier for them to sell ramen, and then ramen started becoming big worldwide. And then I found out that it's crazy that you think about ramen, you think about sitting down eating ramen, enjoying a nice hot bowl of ramen. I don't know, in America it takes about 40 minutes to eat ramen. In Japan, only 15, because it's a fast food type thing. You sit down, you eat, get the fuck out.
This is what I'm talking about. This is.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
This is what I'm talking about. This is what I wanted this segment to be. At the end of the show, just little nuggets of shit that you can take with you and have conversations with people over the weekend, Jeffy. This is what I'm talking about. What Dan just did there, that was perfect.
I'll tell you what. Dan learned a lot more than me.
What? Well, do you want to go next, or do you want me to go?
Well, no, listen. I read a couple interesting articles, but the only thing that I could think of right off the top of my head now is that I read some shit that freaked me out, but then I'm also intrigued, and that's that, you know, that Grey Poupon?
The mustard, right? Yeah.
The mustard. They came up, like, there's a limited edition Grey Poupon wine.
No.
Yeah. Huh? It's like, well, because the mustard itself is made with a wine.
Yeah, it's that like makes a white sense. Wine,
yeah, French Dijon mustard, right? So what they did is they made like I'm gonna butcher the name of it. Via Vigne.
Oh, Viognier. Viognier.
Say it again.
Viognier.
Yeah. That's probably it.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Culinary French.
We got an R-worded thing going.
He didn't go to culinary school, so he didn't learn culinary French.
No, I didn't know any of that. I don't know any of that stuff. That sounds like sounds like you want to fight me when you say that.
Pinsage. Go ahead.
Yeah. What?
Go ahead.
Who?
So you were talking about...
Yes, no. So this is fucking Grey Poupon wine. And it's like the same wine that was made with the mustard, but they actually made the wine with some of the mustard seed in the process, it's, I don't know. It just sounds weird.
Spicy? Did you see the wine or did you just read about it?
I just read about it. It was in Food and Wine this month.
Interesting. All right. Well, look for that Grey Poupon wine. We should try to get some of that.
Freak me out.
I wonder.
I want to try it.
You said some mustard seed made it in. It's got to be a little heat on it then, a little mustard.
Could be a cooking wine, though. Think of it more. I was thinking of it more as like a culinary wine, not so much as like I want to drink it, like, you know, with whatever. I don't know.
I disagree with a lot of people who say that, you know, this is cooking wine. I don't really believe that's a thing. Dan, I'm not sure where your head's at on this, but hear me out, Jeffy. It's, you know, I don't want to put a wine in something I wouldn't want to drink anyway. Like, why am I going to put a bad ingredient that I wouldn't drink normally into my food?
See, but this is like something. So it's a wine, right? It's a decent wine. I gotcha. Say, like, we'll taste it, but it also has like some of the flavors of mustard in it. So it's like, why wouldn't you want to build on that flavor in like a wine sauce or like which it already has a little mustard? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Well, I'm sure it's not. I'm sure it would be delicious either way. But well, we got to look for it. Let's see if we can find a bottle of it. Let's reach out to.
I'm in.
Let's reach out to Grey Poupon and get him on the show.
Pardon me. Do you have any Grey Poupon?
Dan, reach out to Grey Poupon. Let's get him on the program.
Let's get him. I'll talk to him.
Motherfuckers,
they don't need money anyway.
I want to talk about what I learned this week. And my week. Go ahead, Jeffy.
No, I said please. I want
to learn. Oh. I thought you were trying something more to add. But my week has been. Hurts. We're doing a show on ciders, and I've been learning about cider, Jeffy, and going diving deep to learn a lot more about it. And cider has a pretty remarkable history in our country, which is pretty cool. Did you know that in 1991 there were 10 cideries in the United States? That's it, just 10, which is kind of crazy because our country drank more cider than wine and beer before Prohibition. How about that? Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
It's kind of crazy. And in 2020, there's nearly 1,000 cider producers in the United States. And there's cider makers in all 50 states right now. There's like a cider boom happening again. And also, I want to clarify for everybody, when you use the term cider, what you're talking about is the fermented juice of an apple that contains alcohol. So when we buy a jug that's labeled apple cider at a farm or a grocery store, and it's non-alcoholic, it's actually the fresh pressed juice of the apples and technically not cider. The term hard cider is redundant. How about that?
Huh. Nice. Looks like shrimp scampi. That's what's up.
But I thought it was interesting, man, just to see kind of how it's changed and what's happened throughout the years with cider. And Jeffy, I'm not sure if you heard the first part of the show, but I went out today because of this interview I had with this really great, these guys who wrote this book, what's the book called again? I'm trying to remember here. Dan Pucci and Craig Cavallo, they wrote a book called American Cider, A Modern Guide to the Historic Beverage. And I talked to these cats, and I don't really drink cider, but I went and bought three different types. And one of the ones I have currently that I'm drinking and enjoying is a Stowe Hard Cider. Stowe Cider, it doesn't say hard cider. But Jeffy, this has hops in it, Citra and Galaxy hops. It kind of feels like a beer. It's crazy.
Sounds exactly like a beer, and it tastes exactly like a beer. It has like this, like a almost like a bit of an IPA flavor, yeah. But it's still a little sweet and dry.
It's delicious. Well, it's very, very dry. It's not sweet at all. It's delicious. I'm really enjoying it, actually. Like
all cider has a hint of sweetness, I feel like, in comparison to like a beer.
But this is definitely going to be on my repertoire of cocktails I enjoy because it's delicious and totally like refreshing. I'm really into it. So try cider, folks. It's delicious.
Cider.
And quick, Jeffy, before we get out of here, we're going to do a whole show on the hot sauce stuff on the 14th, but you joined us for that last little bit there. Just a couple quick words from you on your experience judging the Screaming Mimi Awards this year for the New York Hot Sauce Expo.
It was amazing. I had a great time. I showed up. Everybody was having had already been like maybe 30 or 40 hot sauces ahead of me that they had tasted.
Yeah.
I got to taste the last 18. The Triple X
fucking ridiculous
round, which was pretty ridiculous. I honestly was ready for more. Like I was like, all right, like I could eat like another 20 of these like right now, because it kind of opened me up. Like yeah. I because I was so much farther behind you guys,
And I was like, ooh, now my chili head, like, sweats are on and I feel a little high. You know what I mean? Like, you get that little, like, buzz off of eating. You were like, you kept being like, Jeffy, slow down.
Yeah, you were getting much. It. You were getting it.
Because I was getting after it. Yeah, I was like, I like it. I like when my ears, like, blow a little steam out and you get that, like, whoa, what just happened?
And you know it feels like your face just got maced.
Yeah, just for a second. And then I would rub, like, cottage cheese on my lips, like a stripper.
Wait, what? What kind of strippers rub cottage cheese on their lips?
The ones that I pay good money to.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Okay. Let me know how grandma's doing.
Just so you know, Jeff, one category that we did was 34 hot sauces.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I remember you told me. That's wild.
Way more than it was. We did, it was probably about 80 hot sauces we tried.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was a lot. Yeah. He's not lying. That's not even an exaggeration.
Yeah, a lady next to me tapped out.
Yeah, she was done. Well, we're going to do a whole episode on this, and I'm glad you got to experience, Jeffy. It's such a fun thing to do. And like I said, it just felt great to be in the city, like sitting around outside, like feeling kind of normal again, didn't it?
Dude. And we met great people. Like, besides you guys, that one gal who has the restaurant up in Kingston.
Sweater Meat. Yeah, she's awesome. Yeah,
she was great. Her name is hilarious. You know,
fucking Adam Pock, Matt Corey, all these other guys.
Yeah, he's a riot. Oh my God, larger than life character.
Yeah, fantastic people, man. Well, so we're gonna do a whole show on it.
And the organizer, Steve, what's her?
Steve Seabury's wife, Lisa Seabury. Yeah, shout out to Lisa. Yes. She did a great job.
What a sweet gal, and super accommodating. They were like, it wasn't just like, guys, it's not like you go there and they just give you a bunch of hot sauces to eat. Like, they totally take care of you. They're like, oh, what do you need here? And there's like half and half and like beers and like a couple shots and like all this other stuff. It's like, it felt like they were like, thanks so much for being here and like burning your face off for us and telling us what you think. It's awesome. Right? Thank you.
That's what it's about, man. It's fun to be a part of it. So we look forward to playing that episode for you. I'm hoping to get Steve or Lisa on the show that week too. We have, so we can talk about the event. Well, fantastic. Well, hey, big shout out, boys, to our new friend. I guess I could say our new friend, Brandon the Muffin Man Murphy, 1-0 pro MMA fighter. Can't wait to see what's next for him. Good find there on him, Dan. Throw his plugs out there one more time.
Absolutely. Brandon Murphy at Brand_Muffin52, the Muffin Man. Also, Brandon Murphy on Facebook. And look him up on YouTube. Look him up on I think it's UFC Fight Pass. UFC Fight Pass. Look for this kick. Go check him out. Yo, my man knocks his dude square the fuck out.
Comment on his video. Comment on his video. Like his video on that UFC shit. Get on there. Help this brother out. He needs that kind of shit. He's up and coming, and he's going to be knocking dudes out. Watch him.
Share it. Tell your friends. Tell your mama. Tell your daddy. Tell everybody.
Yep. No doubt about it. For Chef Dan, for Chef Jeff, it's your boy Chef Plum. We've enjoyed hanging out with you here on a Thursday, live as live can be on Plum Love Foods Live. Look forward to seeing you next week, Jeffy. Next week's going to be a fun show as well. We have lots of fun shows. It's a fun program. We have a fun program here that stinks.
It's a good program.
It's a good program, but it stinks. But yeah, we'll be here next week. It'll be a lot of fun. We look forward to seeing you guys then. Big shout out to our guest for hanging out with us tonight, the one and only, the Muffin Man, Brandon Murphy. And in the meantime and in between time, friends, remember, food is one of the most important things we have in life. Everything important in life revolves around food. We'll see you guys next week right here.
I'm the tower of power, too sweet to be sour. I'm funky like a monkey. Sky's the limit and space is the place.
Thank you for listening to Plum Love Foods Live. See you next week, good brothers and sisters.